You're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Today I'm talking with Josh Barrett and Mark Menchaca. These guys are doing it right. They're not waiting for someone, their agents, managers, whoever to call them. They took their careers into their own hands and made a really nice film called This Is Where We Live that screened at South by Southwest. Mark and Josh met and became friends while they were on the set of HBO's Generation Kill. With acting not being the most secure business in the world, they both separately branched out and started writing and directing. Mark eventually wrote the script for This Is Where We Live, contacted Josh, and the two decided to go all in and make the film, with both co-directing and Mark as the star. The film is set in Texas and has Mark playing Noah, a local handyman. He's hired by a family to build a wheelchair ramp for the family's son, August, who has cerebral palsy. Noah and August form a bond, and from that, lives are changed. The film is just really, really good. The writing is great. The actors are pretty perfect. And as directors, both Mark and Josh are really, really fantastic. Check it out if you get a chance. I talked to both Mark and Josh after South by Southwest ended. We talked about why they decided to grab the reins of their careers, as they put it, and make the film. We also talked about how co-directing worked, directing the actors, and their advice to others who might want to branch out and make more of their careers. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers because, seriously, every little click does help. It's how this website stays alive. Also, do you guys need a website? Yes, you do. Every actor needs one, and Daily Actor is here to help. We do custom websites that are affordable and won't kill your bank account. We also sell casting director mailing labels and have a great actors resource page. Check that out, and also be sure to take a look at our other interviews, all on dailyactor.com. And now, here's Mark and Josh.
Hey, Lance, Josh here. I'm in New York, and Mark's in Austin.
Hey, technology.
Technology.
What do you know?
Amazing what we can do these days.
Are you still in at South By?
I am.
Okay. How's that?
We have one more screening tomorrow night, and so I'm staying through that.
Are you completely exhausted? So, yeah, man, I saw the film, and I thought it was wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks.
From the story to how it was shot to the actors, I mean, wow, just really, really good.
Thank you very much.
How's the reception been?
It was really good. I mean, people had a great response to it. And, I mean, it generally seems to be, you know, that it's sort of what you're saying is that I think that it can sort of be framed in a way that people, you know, may think that it's a heavy topic, but it's actually, like, you know, a quite uplifting story in life. And I think people sort of leave enthused by it. So we've been very happy with the response. Everybody seems to like it a lot.
You guys are both actors.
Yeah, we met Alexa Vogel, cast us in Generation Kill, and we met in Africa. And, you know, we hadn't worked together since as actors, but, you know, we used to help each other with auditions and coach each other when things were coming up. And then both of us sort of, you know, wanting to sort of take our careers by the reins a little bit. It can be tough as an actor waiting around for work, and when you get work, you might not even like it that much. So we just sort of both started independently writing and directing stuff. And then, you know, Mark wrote the script and brought me on, so it was just a great opportunity for us to sort of try something new.
Mark, how'd you get the idea for the script?
Originally, it all kind of sprung from this relationship that I had with a friend of mine who had cerebral palsy. And I just, that relationship is I've known him for 12 or 13 years now, and it just became a very important relationship in my life, and I always just thought how neat it was that my friend with cerebral palsy, his name's Thomas, how much he spoke through not really even speaking at all.
When did you guys decide to actually work together on this project?
Well, we have another buddy of ours named Ben Fuque, who is the producer on the film, and he went to film school, and he's real hungry to get something done, and so he just started sort of putting things in place for us so that we could get into production. So he really did a fantastic job. I mean, the guy doesn't sleep, it seems like, and he sort of gave us this opportunity.
Was this the script already in the works when the opportunity came, or was it the other way around?
It worked. I mean, with the script had begun, and Ben decided that he was going to make this happen. But I would say that we Mark kept writing, and we were working on the script up until and during shooting. So it was being developed that whole time.
So
yeah, we had. I started writing back in, I guess, 2010, and then by middle of 2011, Ben was already getting the wheels rolling on it. As far as getting, he started going out to investors, and then we were raising money or getting money as the script was being finished. So it was definitely a learning experience for all of us, but great.
How did I guess co-directing come about?
Well, it originally started because when Mark was writing the script, he was going to, he was going to direct it himself. And as it was going on, I mean, he was bouncing drafts off of me, and I was giving him notes and sort of helping him shape his ideas. And, Ben, the producer, took me aside one night, we were at the bar, and just said, "Look, I really appreciate the work you put into this. Would you mind coming down to help out?" And, you know, obviously, neither one of us had done it before. When we got down there, we really worked in tandem just to make sure that we sort of covered all the bases that directors are supposed to be doing.
So how did...
Yeah, and Josh, Josh knew the story well just from the drafts that I was sending him. So he knew the story, and so it was just kind of a perfect fit to bring him on, and I personally have issues with directing other actors while I'm working with them, and I just knew that Josh would have a good eye and be able to get the story done while we were working. So.
And then, I mean, I think another aspect of that as well is that Mark's script, one of the things that I love about the script is that he doesn't feel the necessity to sort of nail home exposition every single second, that you have to sort of fly on the wall where you sort of are just thrown into a situation and you have to figure out what's going on. And I think the fact that I had sort of been by his side a little bit while he was writing it, I had a much better perspective of sort of the backstory and the sub-story. So that, you know, when we got there, we hit the ground running. It wasn't like a director that came in out of nowhere and I was going to have to get used to the way that the story was written.
Mark, when you were acting and Josh, you're behind the camera, how did the dynamic work between you guys? Who set up the shots and who sort of took the directors aside, the actors aside, and said, "Hey, can you do this or that?" Or
I mean, probably for a lot. I mean, Mark's character has been a lot of the film, and so a lot of times when it came to setting up shots and stuff, it was me and a wonderful cinematographer, Ryan Booth, that we had with us. So I sort of would take the helm there, but there was definitely a lot of moments. I mean, it was interesting because a lot of times I would have to talk to Mark about what was going on, and I would take him aside and I'd say, "All right, well, right now I'm talking to you as a director because we need to figure out how we're doing the scene, or right now I'm talking to you as a writer because there's an issue in the scene that we need to address, or right now I'm talking to you as an actor because, you know, we just did this take and we might want to adjust this here and here and here." And that was really fun for me, and that was one of the most exciting parts of it. But, Mark and I had sort of worked on auditions together and talked about our careers, and we'd sort of seen each other come up. So, I felt very familiar with Mark as an actor, and that helped a lot.
What was it like being, I guess, on the other side of the casting process?
Mark did all the casting, so I don't think that was.
When I was writing this, I had the mother in mind and the father as well. They were old acting teachers of mine from Texas, and I approached them about it. I mean, the dad right away was, he just said, whatever, you know, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. Just give me a few weeks' notice or whatever. And once I nailed them down and had them, I was glad to have them because I knew that they would, it was a good performance. And then the character of August, we worked with this girl, Christine Bruno, who works for Inclusion in the Arts, which is it's an organization that they're basically advocates for people with disabilities in film. And we were seeing actors who had cerebral palsy, and a lot of them just physically didn't work because they do have the capacity to walk, and a lot of them were built up top, and we never settled on one. And I had worked with Tobias, who ended up playing August on a film, and when we started working on it, this was a few months before we were going to shoot. He had like just the physicality of him and his look was something that I really liked, and he did such a great job on that film that we worked on. I sent the script over to him, and I ended up offering it to him after we had kind of gone past this process of finding an actor with cerebral palsy to do it.
That guy was fantastic too. Wow. I mean,
he was incredible.
Yeah.
He really did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, props to him, man. I was just, I mean.
We got the seal of approval from Christine, who was our disability consultant.
Oh, yeah?
She was very happy with what ended up happening with Tobias' performance.
Did he?
And also Thomas, who, you know, is Mark's friend with cerebral palsy, was able to come out to the premiere, and he enjoyed the film and said that he appreciated it. So we were happy to get the thumbs up from him as well.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, we just got a letter from him yesterday. I started reading the letter. I had to leave the room because of what he said in the letter. It was pretty touching.
That's awesome. For actors, do you recommend for them to sort of take the reins and do what you guys did?
I mean, I think it's different by actor, definitely. But I mean, I think the type of artist that Mark and I are, it's tough to sort of wait around for things to happen. And I think that both of us, and Mark can say I'm wrong if you want to, but I think that both of us have the experience that this is, and creating your own work is entirely fulfilling experience in a way that just being a cog in somebody else's is not. And not that I don't think both of us are going to, we'll both continue to pursue acting, but I think while we're doing that, I don't think there's a chance that either one of us is going to stop trying to create our own work now, because it just gives you something you can't get anywhere else.
I think it's artistically fulfilling, and I think Josh would say this, I'm assuming you would agree with me that, you know, writing is such a good tool for opening up the imagination, and I think it's like critical for me now that I've started doing it. I feel like it just opens up so many doors to to your creativity and what you want to do.
In general, what is your advice to actors?
I think that I would say that first of all, I know how difficult it is, and I think that if you can find a way to put your head down and have your own thing going, your own projects that you're trying to create, and really just push forward with that as a that you gain much from it, and you even do go back to being hired for somebody else in the gig. That sort of act of self-creation is only very positive for the creative experience for an artist in general.
Yeah, and I think the old saying, work begets work, I think that, what I've learned from this is that it's hard to be happy as an actor a lot of times because you're constantly looking for work, and I think that if you can find a way that you can be fulfilled artistically when you're not working all the time, whether it's through writing or directing or just working on anything that you can, I think that's kind of what I've come away with in it. If I'm able to do this kind of stuff, whether it's whatever budget we have, I feel like this has fulfilled me artistically more than anything that I've done so far.
Yeah.
So yes. Make your own work, I guess.
Cool.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.